Hey, this is Leon Dupria, the founder of Encounter Churches, and you are listening to Encounter Now Podcast. I hope this message inspires you, empowers you, and builds your spirit. Enjoy. Welcome to Encounter Now Podcast and Broadcast. I want to share with you today, and we're going to get into five reasons why you must pray in tongues. This is going to be an excellent episode. I want you to stay tuned, and as we get into this incredible keys, five reasons. Why must I pray in tongues as a believer? Why? What is the importance of praying in tongues? Why is it powerful? Why, when I come into churches, do we see a lot of people praying in tongues, praying in the Spirit, having prayer meetings where they pray hours? A lot of believers might say, even you might have heard a lot of ministers that say they pray in tongues a lot. They pray in tongues for long or many hours. What is the benefit? Is it in vain? I want to share with you today five reasons why you must pray in tongues. Number one, when I as a believer pray in tongues, I am praying the perfect will of God. I'm going to say it again. When I pray in tongues, I pray the perfect will of God. You see, from the day I got saved, I had a hunger for God that was unquenchable. And I would always feed it with spending hours with Him, whether it is in the Word, in worship, but included in my devotional time, always I will have many hours or a long duration of praying in the Spirit, praying in tongues. Many believers, I've even seen Christian ministers mocking me for this, and before I would preach, before I would minister somewhere, just spending time with God every day, I would pray in tongues. I'd pray for an hour, 2 hours. I remember in the beginning of my salvation, I went up to praying for about 7 hours in the Spirit, in tongues, every day. Not 1 hour in the morning, 1 hour in the afternoon, 6 to 7 hours continuously in the tongues. And you know, that was a season of my life where I saw incredible manifestations of power. That is why I want to give you these reasons why we must pray in tongues. Five reasons why you must pray in tongues. Number one, as I said, you are praying the perfect will of God. When I pray in tongues, when I pray in the Spirit, it is not limited, or the Spirit of God is not limited or maneuvered or controlled by my English vocabulary. I do not have a limitation in my English vocabulary. Maybe I can pray in English for 10 minutes. By the words, I can express what I want to say or ask or request. But when I switch over into praying in tongues, something changes. It is your spirit man now beginning to pray, and it is praying the perfect will of God. It edges in the perfect will into your spirit. You see, Romans 8 verse 26 says these words. I just love this verse, what the Apostle Paul is saying. He says, "Likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities, for we know not what we should pray for as we ought." He says, the Spirit help us in our weaknesses, because we don't know what to pray for or what is important to pray for. And then the verse goes on, it says, "But the Spirit itself makes intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered." But the Spirit itself makes intercession with groanings which cannot be uttered. You see, praying, and the scripture goes on, and we see how that portion speaks of praying the perfect will of God. When you pray in the Spirit, you pray His perfect will. When you pray in the Spirit, you do not pray as you ought, but as the Holy Ghost ought. You do not pray your will, you pray the will of God. It is words that you cannot think or even try to understand. You are surrendering your spirit to God. That is why when you pray 1 hour, 2 hour, 3 hour, I've had so many people, even business people, believers, people in the church, I believe good-hearted Christians, that say, "Are you wasting time praying so long in tongues?" You never waste time praying in tongues, because you pray the perfect will of God. Number two, when you pray in tongues, what is the second reason for us to pray in tongues? We pray the mysteries and secrets of God. See, when I pray in tongues, I pray the mysteries and secrets of God. Now, there's actually a difference between speaking and praying. in tongues, which is for another podcast. And like I said, if you follow our ministry, if you enjoy our ministry, I always ask you in the middle of the podcast, I want to ask you, please like this podcast, rate it, review it on whichever podcast platform you're listening. Drop a comment if you're watching on, if you're listening on Podbean, share it on Facebook, share it with your friends and family. 5 reasons why you must pray in tongues. And tell me, write a comment. Tell me, you know, is praying tongues a habit in your life? And do you do it daily? I read all your comments. I try to reply to most as far as possible, sometimes all. And I see all your comments. I really appreciate that. The second reason why we must pray in tongues is because we pray the mysteries and secrets of God. 1 Corinthians 14 verse 2 says, "For he that speaketh in an unknown tongue." Now, as I said, there's a difference between praying and speaking, which is in another podcast. But for he that speaketh in an unknown tongue speaks not unto men, but unto God. For no man understands him. Howbeit, in the spirit he speaks mysteries. Mysterion, secrets, the counsels and the thoughts of God. You see, as a prophet, I believe a prayer language and a praying in tongues is very important, because you stand in the midst of the counsel of God. You get the thoughts and the counsel of God the more you pray in the spirit. Praying in tongues will take you in a prophetic gift and opening up a prophetic world, for you will know the mind of God. You will discover the mind of God. You know, touching on the subject of discovering the mind of God, we just launched our Global School of Ministry. And I believe this is so important. Global School of Ministry. And the mission of our school is for you to discover the mind of God for your life. The very purpose right now, the mind of God for your life. The assignment you've been called to. That is at globalschoolofministry.tv. globalschoolofministry.tv. We have people enrolling from all over the world. It is an e-learning platform, an online learning platform. It is accredited internationally under religious accreditation. It is a brilliant school. I want you to go check it out, globalschoolofministry.tv. But I was just thinking now as I was reading this to you, that when you, in 1 Corinthians 14 verse 2, when we pray in the Spirit, we speak the mysteries and secrets. We're speaking the mind of God. We are entrusted with the mind of God for other people's lives, for our own life. The third reason why you must pray in tongues, you are speaking directly to God. You are speaking directly to God. A lot of people say, "I don't hear from him. I don't know how to speak to him." Well, pray in the Spirit. When you pray in the Spirit, your spirit is speaking to God. 1 Corinthians 14 verse 2 says, as I just read, "For he that speaks in an unknown tongue speaks not unto man, but he speaks unto God. For no man understands him. Howbeit, in the Spirit he speaks mysteries." No man understands him. No man understands him. You see, you're speaking directly to God. Key number four. Reason number four. 5 reasons why I must pray in tongues. The fourth reason why you must pray in tongues is, because the devil cannot hear you. This is a secret that many believers don't understand. When you pray in the Spirit, the devil can, listen, number one, the devil cannot read minds. And again, that's for another podcast. I'm going to share with you how the devil cannot read minds. Maybe tomorrow I'm going to be sharing on that. But praying in the Spirit, praying in tongues, why you must pray in tongues, the fourth reason. When you pray in tongues, you speak secrets and mysteries to God. You speak directly to God. Man doesn't understand you. The devil doesn't understand you. You see, when Daniel prayed, the Bible says that his prayers was intercepted, and hence there was a delay for 21 days. The first day that Daniel put his face to seek God with fasting and prayer, God has already heard his prayer. But then the devil delayed the answer of that prayer. You see, a lot of times God wants to intervene into our lives, and when we pray, not in the Spirit, we don't have the secret of praying in tongues. The enemy hears our plans, but when I pray in the Spirit, the enemy cannot intercept. You see, Daniel's prayer was allowed to be intercepted because he was praying in his language, not in tongues, the gift of tongues. The praying in the Spirit was not there yet. It was not there at that time, and yet now we have it so that we can directly commune and communicate with God. The fifth reason why you and I must pray in the Spirit. Five reasons why you must pray in tongues. Let me give you the fifth reason why you must pray in tongues. You're building up your spirit man strong like an edifice. I'm going to say it again. You're building up your spirit man strong like an edifice. Jude 20 says these words. Says, but you, beloved, building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost, building up yourself. The word building means to become strong like an edifice, a tall building, a strong building. When you and I pray in the Spirit, pray in tongues, the book of Jude says specifically, our spirit man becomes strong. We become the architect of our spirit man. The more you pray in tongues, the stronger you are as a believer. You know, when I see a believer who can pray hours in tongues, I'm looking at a believer whom the devil is afraid of and who is strong in the Spirit. They'll be able to overcome situations because the foundation is deep. So these are five reasons why you and I must pray in tongues. I hope you enjoyed this podcast. Just to recap, the five reasons: you're praying the perfect will of God, number one. Number two, you're praying the mysteries and secrets of God. And number three, you're speaking directly to God. And number four, the devil cannot intercept your prayers and doesn't understand when you pray in tongues. And number five, you're building up your spirit man strong like an edifice. So I want to encourage you, even listening to this podcast, make praying in the Spirit a priority. Say, I want to pray. I'm going to start off with 15 minutes or 30 minutes. And then after you do that for a while, you say, I'm going to move it up to 1 hour. Make praying in tongues in your life a priority. You know, the Apostle Paul said, I thank my God that I speak in tongues more than you all. I thank my God that there's nobody that is reading this word, he's saying, that is reading this letter, that will speak in tongues more than I do. Yet Paul was a man who was taken into the third heaven, had an abundance of visions and revelations, that it was even unlawful for a man to utter the things that he has seen. So yet that link is related to, or that experience is an encounter, is directly related to his ability to pray in tongues and the grace of God in his life. So I want to encourage you today. Make praying in tongues a priority. I hope you enjoyed this podcast. Visit us on leondepria.com, encounterchurch.co.za. As I always encourage, if you want to follow our ministry, go check us on YouTube. Follow our podcasts daily, every morning at 6, 7 a.m. Central African time. You can follow us on social media. I want to encourage you to share this broadcast with somebody. Share this podcast on social media, on Facebook. Share it with your friends. Email it to them. But I'm looking forward to seeing you and speaking with you again tomorrow morning. God bless you.